You're listening to Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert. We're continuing our way through Psalm 119, today looking at verse 55. Listen to Psalm 119, verses 49 through 55. Remember your word to your servant, because you have given me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. Your word revives me. Insolent people routinely mock me. I have not turned aside from your law. I remember your decrees from of old, O Lord, and I take comfort. Indignation seizes me on account of wicked people, people who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in my temporary lodging house. I remember your name, the Lord, at night, and I am resolved to keep your law. Why would the psalmist specify that he remembers the Lord's name at night? For one thing, night follows the day and its events. What you had in mind at the beginning of the day is often different from what you actually did during the day, and night is when you get to reflect on the day's failures. For another thing, the quiet of night is when we tend to reflect on our lives in general. Missed or squandered opportunities, bad decisions, regrets over things that we cannot change anymore, broken relationships, friends and family members who are no longer with us, dangers that currently threaten us, and so on. This is the perfect time to remember something else stronger and better than all of that, the name of the Lord, the name that stands primarily for his faithfulness and forgiveness in Christ. Notice, by being prompted at night instead of in the morning, the psalmist's resolve to keep God's law is clearly driven by grace rather than by his own potential or strength. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I am resolved to keep your law, not because my resolve all by itself or my obedience can earn favor in your eyes. I am resolved to keep your law because although I have fallen short of it time and again, and although my heart is naturally turned against it, you remain the same in steadfast love, in forgiveness, in your desire to save me through faith in Jesus your Son. Be for me always the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can either email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.